Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In Sheep's Clothing, Understanding and Dealing with Manipulative People is a nonfiction psychology and self-help book by George K. Simon Jr., Tamatir PhD. It examines covert aggression, a pattern of manipulation in which people pursue power, control, or advantage while appearing reasonable, charming, or even victimized. Rather than focusing on obvious conflict, the book concentrates on subtle interpersonal tactics such as denial, rationalization, guilt, shaming, blame shifting, and indirect intimidation. Simon's purpose is practical to help readers recognize manipulative behavior early, understand why it is so confusing, and respond without becoming trapped in emotional arguments or false explanations. The book is especially relevant in relationships, families, workplaces, and other settings where manipulative personalities can operate behind a mask of civility. Its approach is not therapeutic in a traditional sense. It is diagnostic and defensive, aiming to give readers clearer standards for judging behavior and protecting their own rights. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, covert aggression as hidden conflict rather than open disagreement. The central idea in the book is that some people do not fight directly. Instead, they use covert aggression, meaning they pursue their agenda through hidden, underhanded methods while preserving an innocent image. Simon's analysis matters because covert aggression often goes unrecognized in ordinary social settings. The manipulator may appear calm, polite, or even caring, which makes the target doubt that anything hostile is happening. This is different from normal disagreement, where both sides can usually acknowledge the conflict. In Simon's framework, the manipulator is still fighting, but the fight is disguised. That disguise is what creates confusion and self-doubt in the victim. By naming this pattern, the book helps readers stop treating manipulation as a communication problem or a personality mismatch. It reframes the interaction as a struggle over control, status, and psychological advantage. That shift is important because it changes how the reader interprets mixed signals. Instead of searching endlessly for a hidden good intention, the reader is trained to look at the actual behavior and its effect. Secondly, why manipulators rely on rationalization, denial, and blame shifting? Simon gives special attention to the internal logic of manipulative people. He argues that they rarely experience themselves as wrongdoers, because they protect their self-image through rationalization, denial, and blame shifting. These defenses allow them to justify selfish conduct while avoiding accountability. A manipulator may explain away harmful behavior, insist events happen differently, or portray the other person as unfair, oversensitive, or controlling. The book shows that these tactics are not random excuses. They are part of a stable pattern for preserving power without conscience-based restraint. This is one reason manipulation is so persistent. If a person never truly admits fault, then feedback does not lead to growth in the usual way. Simon's point is not that every difficult person is pathological, but that manipulative personalities are organized around self-interest and will reinterpret reality to protect it. For readers, this is useful because it explains why logical arguments often fail. When the problem is not misunderstanding but self-protection, more explanation only creates more material for distortion. The book, therefore, encourages readers to stop debating the manipulator's version of events and focus on the observable pattern of conduct. Thirdly, power, control, and the manipulator's need to win. A major theme in the book is that manipulators are motivated by winning, not mutual resolution. Simon treats power as a neutral force that can be used responsibly or abusively, but manipulators use it as a weapon. They are not mainly trying to solve problems or build trust. They want to dominate the interaction, protect their advantage, and come out ahead while looking good in the process. This helps explain why they may escalate conflict in subtle ways, create confusion, or use emotional pressure instead of direct confrontation. The book makes a sharp distinction between assertive behavior, which respects the rights of others, and manipulative behavior, which treats other people's rights as obstacles. That distinction is one of the book's most important practical contributions because it prevents readers from confusing firmness with aggression. Simon also shows that manipulators often test weakness in others and adjust tactics accordingly. Once the interaction becomes about winning, ordinary assumptions about fairness no longer work. The reader must then think in terms of boundaries, leverage, and limits rather than compromise alone. This focus on power dynamics gives the book its strong, realistic tone. Fourthly, recognizing manipulation through behavior, not image or stated intent. One of the book's most practical teachings is that people should judge behavior, not image or claims of motive. Manipulators often present themselves as reasonable, wounded, helpful, or misunderstood. They may say the right things while consistently doing the wrong things. Simon urges readers to stop being overly persuaded by explanations, charm, or emotional displays when those presentations do not match conduct. This is crucial because manipulative people often rely on the gap between appearance and reality. If a reader keeps focusing on what the manipulator says they mean, the real pattern can stay hidden. The book therefore trains attention toward repeated actions, especially patterns of pressure, evasion, distortion, and coercion. That practical lens helps in families, workplaces, and intimate relationships where guilt and sympathy can cloud judgment. It also reduces the tendency to over-intellectualize abuse or treat every harmful exchange as a misunderstanding. Simon's approach is clear: what matters most is not the performance, but the recurring behavior and its impact. That principle gives readers a more reliable basis for deciding whom to trust and where to draw the line. Lastly, boundary setting and personal empowerment as the proper response. The final practical dimension of the book is its emphasis on response. Simon does not present a method for reforming manipulators through insight or patience. Instead, he focuses on empowering the reader to respond differently. That means making direct requests, refusing excuses, setting clear limits, and declining to participate in the manipulator's preferred rules of engagement. The purpose is not to defeat the other person in a dramatic way, but to stop feeding the pattern that gives manipulation its force. This is one reason the book has lasting value. It turns awareness into action. Readers are not left merely feeling validated. They are given a way to protect their own interests more effectively. The emphasis on boundaries also makes the book distinct from softer relationship advice, which may assume mutual goodwill that is not actually present. Simon assumes that some people will exploit openness if it is not backed by firmness. For that reason, the book treats self-protection as a legitimate and necessary skill. Its practical benefit lies in helping readers act with more clarity, less guilt, and greater confidence when facing chronic manipulation. In conclusion, In Sheep's Clothing is best suited for readers who suspect they are dealing with controlling, evasive, or emotionally coercive people and want a clearer framework for understanding what is happening. That includes people in difficult marriages or partnerships, parents and adult children in tense family systems, employees dealing with undermining coworkers or supervisors, and therapists or counselors who need a concise model of covert aggression. The main benefit of the book is diagnostic clarity. It helps readers identify manipulation without being distracted by charm, excuses, or emotional performance. Its practical value lies in showing how to shift from confusion to boundaries, from self-doubt to behavior-based judgment. Compared with many relationship books, it is more direct and less focused on mutual communication ideals. It does not assume that every conflict can be solved through empathy or compromise. Instead, it recognizes that some people are motivated by control and will use any opening to keep it. That realism is what sets the book apart in its genre. It is not a comprehensive theory of personality disorder, but it remains a highly usable guide for understanding covertly aggressive behavior and protecting oneself from it. If you would like to support George K. Simon Jr., PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.